And let's return now to Boston. All morning we've been covering the tragic events that occurred at the Boston Marathon. Two people were killed in two big explosions that occurred near the finish line. Six people are described as in critical condition, up to 100 people injured and taken to hospital. The White House has described the attacks as an act of terror. No suspects have been arrested and no one has yet claimed responsibility. For a quick update, let's cross back to Bruce Gallerman, reporter with WBUR. He's at the scene, still near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Bruce, hello again.
Hello, how are you?
Bruce, we heard just a short time ago a White House official has described these twin explosions as an act of terror. Is that what local officials are saying, and is that how they're behaving? What's happening there?
We asked the police chief of police of Boston that specific question. He said, draw your own conclusions. They're being very cautious here. They've created a 15-block perimeter exclusionary zone around the Boston Marathon site and pushing everybody out and telling people to quietly and quickly leave the area. So it's kind of an exclusionary zone. They brought in 1,500 Massachusetts National Guard troops to act as eyes and ears to go along with the transit police, the Boston police, and the state police department. There are no plans to bring in others right now, but that's always a possibility. There was a suggestion that there was a third terror bomb at the John F. Kennedy Memorial Library. That it was first suggested that in fact was a link to this, but now they're backtracking and saying we're investigating.
So, Bruce, no one's claimed responsibility for this, and as the president said, more questions than answers at this point. There are reports, I noticed FoxNews.com is suggesting that authorities are guarding a person of interest at a local hospital. Have you heard any more about that?
I asked specifically about that, and they said we have no person of interest right now, but all the hospitals are being guarded. So they went so far as to say they do not have a suspect. That was the way I had asked the question, and that's the way they answered.
The casualty list is growing, and the description of them is quite horrific. I've seen a description of 10 amputations caused by these bombings. The death toll is still at 2. Is that the latest you've heard?
I have an unconfirmed report that one of the deaths is an 8-year-old boy. I spoke to a nurse who was working at the Boston Marathon finish line to help runners. They brought in some casualties, and one man was said to have both legs blown off.
All right, Bruce, thank you so much for bringing us up to date, and good luck with events there play out. Bruce Gallerman, he's a reporter with WBUR. He's at the scene near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. And the London Marathon is on this Sunday. Organisers are saying it will go ahead, but police are planning to review security. As I mentioned, the White House says these bombing attacks are being regarded and treated as an act of terror. And there's greater security being put in place too in Washington and New York following these two bombings.